Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmiut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. This week on AK, we delve into a cold case from interior Alaska. On July 8, 1999, 8-year-old Durga Owens was reported missing from his family's remote homestead on the Steese Highway north of Fairbanks. After a day and a half search, his body was recovered on the hillside near his home, and investigators ruled the death a homicide. 12 years later, investigators say there is still no resolution in the case, and the Durga Owens murder remains in cold case status. Bonnie Sue Hitchcock has more.
Mary Jane Owens gave her son the Celtic name Gwyndurga, Gwyn meaning white hair, and Durga from an old Irish epic called the Durga's Hostel. She says in Irish feuding times, hostel keepers were the mediators in the area. They were considered fair and agreeable. And those are the traits she saw early on in Durga.
It was like things suffering or dying, anything, just really bothered him.
Owen says she saw this specifically the summer before his death, when Durga got interested in some fuzzy yellow bumblebees.
Put them in a jar because he wanted to observe them and keep them, and they died because he left the jar in the sunshine. And he was heartbroken. It took weeks to ease him past little bouts of remorse because he'd killed them.
The family grew a lot of their own food and raised chickens to sell the eggs. Owen says they were pretty self-sufficient, and although Durga and his sister sometimes attended school in Central, about 50 miles to the north, the family kept mostly to themselves. Owen says her most frequent and indelible memory is of Durga, bent over his many drawings. She gave him his first paint set at age 3, and he would produce beautiful watercolor washes that took up the whole page.
And there weren't any figures in them at all at first. It was all just the whole page, like a river in motion, or like a sunset or a sunrise on a stormy day.
That stormy day became a reality when 8-year-old Durga was reported missing on July 8, 1999.
I think any time there's a search for a child, anybody who's been in search and rescue who has children or has been around children a lot, it's a special tug at the heartstrings.
Kathy Harms volunteers with PAWS Search and Rescue Dogs and Wilderness Search and Rescue, which are two volunteer agencies in the Fairbanks area. She says just about everyone available from those agencies, as well as neighbors in the area, turned out to search for the blue-eyed boy with a long blonde braid. Harms and her dog were assigned to an area which was extremely dry and full of lichen.
It was like walking on sandpaper or worse because it was so abrasive. And she had given me zero, absolutely zero indication of any scent present. And so when I called base on the radio, I said, you know, I think we're on a bum steer here, and if I don't bring my dog back, I think she's going to go lame.
A helicopter picked up the two, and Harm says she continued to scan the area on the way back to base camp, looking for any sign of life. They had already been searching for more than 12 hours.
We flew over a scene, and first I saw the two adults, troopers, standing there, and then I saw a child's form on the ground. And that's when I knew he wasn't alive.
Durga had been killed by a gunshot, and his death was ruled a homicide. But much of what has happened in the case over the last 12 years is unknown. Many people in the area are reluctant to speak on the record, since no arrests were ever made, but rumors continue to mount that the main suspects were people close to the family. Durga's uncle, Robert Owen, says families never recover from this type of event.
All family members are going to go through a lot of pain and stuff, and yet family members are often one of the first suspects, and you know, percentages say that is quite frequently the case. But in that process, you don't want to let any more damage happen than has already happened, and there's always going to be a lot of damage.
Troopers who were on the initial investigation say they cannot comment on an open case. Lieutenant Lance Dahlke with the Alaska State Troopers was an investigator on the case and the primary investigator through 2004. He now works in wildlife enforcement, but he is the last investigator who has any working knowledge of the case file. Dahlke says he's sorry they were unable to convict anyone in the Durga Owens murder, because he hates to see cases languish.
So if you can close the case, it has an impact, good, bad, or indifferent. It has an impact on our society. And of course, there's going to be some people that no matter what you say in any homicide, they're not going to believe it. But it gives closure to the majority of the people so they can move on with their lives.
Durgas is now one of about 100 cold cases on the books in Alaska. Lieutenant Craig Allen with the Alaska Bureau of Investigation says with just 4 investigators in the cold case unit, they have to prioritize. He says the goal is to be able to work on a case until its ultimate resolution.
If we get to a certain point where we are not able to obtain any additional information that supports that goal, we ultimately have to make a decision that we've exhausted all the leads on that case, or we haven't crossed a threshold that satisfies the legal requirement to refer charges on a particular suspect.
Allen says they like to strike while the iron is hot, so new information on any one of the cold cases can move a file back into the spotlight. But those who would like to find closure with the Durga Owens murder have already waited 12 years, and it doesn't appear that answers will come anytime soon. For APRN, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.
Now it's time for the segment we call 300 Villages. This week, we're visiting the communities of Tolsona and Chicken in the northeastern part of the state.
Christine Heller. I own a lodge, Tolsona Lake Resort. There's a little community organization here. I think there's about, if I had to put a number on it, maybe about 50 residents in the little community right here. We're about 17 miles outside of Glen Ellen on the Glen Highway. We get quite a few folks come out from Glen Ellen, and we have some of the best food in the valley, so they'll drive out and have dinner or have different parties and events go on out here. Usually July and August are the best months. The last 2 years, August has actually been better, but it's looking pretty good so far. We've had some work crews in the area so far this summer, so that's helped a lot kind of kick off summer for us. In the summertime, you know, there's fishing and going camping and getting outside. In the wintertime, it's snow machining and ice fishing. Fishing, from what I've heard, the salmon runs have been kind of hit or miss so far. They're started off pretty good, but then last I've heard, they've gone pretty quiet lately. So I know they've cut down on the dip netting tags and whatnot, so that's not a good thing. From what I'm hearing, the salmon runs aren't that great this year. There's not a whole lot out here. Really, as far as the only good jobs around here, you've got the state, you've got Alyeska and Otna. That's all there is, really, for anybody to make any kind of decent money. The rest are just lodges and smaller businesses that can't really afford to pay a whole lot. It's a nice little place to get away. Our lodge here, we're about a half mile off the highway, so it's pretty quiet and relaxing. And people can come on by and see us.
This is Mike Busby. I am proprietor of Chicken Gold Camp in Chicken, Alaska. We don't have any cell service, and there are no landlines. We're completely off the grid. There are no services in Chicken. I'm talking to you over internet. I'm talking to you via Skype. We have our normal tourist traffic running through Chicken, and we have a lot of gold miners in the area. We offer recreational gold mining, so we have a lot of people here playing gold fields. Almost everybody finds some amount of gold. Some people do pretty well. We have a number of people that go home with an ounce or more, but that's not the intention. It is for fun. The road is not maintained during the winter, so after October, when road maintenance ends, we stay until usually sometime in November. I originally came to Chicken in 1975. We have resided in Chicken or the Chicken area since 1979. It's remote. It's not like much of Alaska where you have rugged mountain range and river valleys and stuff. We have more gentle mountain ranges, but a tremendous vista you can see for miles and miles.
That was Christine Heller in Tolsona and Mike Busby in Chicken. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK This Week. We had reporting today from Bonnie Sue Hitchcock. Be sure to be here next week when AK takes part in a national pollinator count. That's right. The Bee-a-thon happens later this month. Be here.